Now I have to confess to you, every time I've been approached to say, Chris, you need to share the Word of God. In my heart, I'll say, no, please, you know, it's such a hard work. I have to do all the research, all the study, and reading all the notes. They say, why me? It's such a hard job. And most of all, I find that I'm not worthy. Not worthy in the sense that I'm not good enough to share the Word of God with you, because I'm a sinner. But because by the grace of God, and He gave me the encouragement to share with you. So as I share to you, and I just pray that, you know, it's come from my heart. I like to speak from my heart. And all the research I have read from some other sermon as well. I listened to some other sermon as well. Plus my own. And I come to the conclusion. So the subject that has been given to me is called God's Open Door, Just a Church. It's taken from Acts chapter 12, verse 24, up to chapter 13, and finish at 12. I think most important, I think we should open the word of prayer before I start. Oh, Father in heaven, how good it is, Lord, that we can come to this place among our brothers and sisters, then we can put aside the worry of this world, that we can open up your word. Lord, I pray most of all, as I speak, that your Holy Spirit will encourage each and every one of us. May you help us to walk and to live the life of Christ that's in us. And so, Lord, as I speak, I pray that your Holy Spirit will help me and guide me, and that you'll be an encouragement to all of us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, if you got your Bible, would you mind to open Acts chapter 12 from 24 onward? And verse 24. And it starts with this. But the word of God grew and multiplied, and Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem. So when they had fulfilled their ministry, and they also took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Now, in the church that was in Antioch, there was certain prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene Manan, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetras, and Saul. So as they ministered to the Lord and fast, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then having fast and prayed and lay hand on them, they sent them away. So, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. They also had John as their assistant. Now when they have gone through the island of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, and who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. And this man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, O full of deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight way of the Lord? And now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. So what this got to do with the title, just a church? I've been scratching my head with this. What's that got to do with it? Since I'm there, because there's no one before me speaking about Acts, so I can give you a bit of summary. First of all, why you want to come to the church? So what to do with the faith that you have? And that's the question. You know that it is a privilege that we have the freedom in this country without persecution. We can open the Word of God freely to share one with another. As I look around, you guys are here more than I do. Jesus has given each and every one of us for those who hold dearly who Jesus is. Now you have to question yourself, what is a Christian? You know, I said to people before, there's two ways to live in this world. You either live for yourself, everything centered around you, or you live by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So what is the Holy Spirit? 1 John chapter 4, verse 2, it says, this is how we know if they have the Spirit of God. If a person claiming to be a prophet acknowledges that Jesus Christ come in the real body, that person have the Spirit of God. In the Bible, I have clearly stated, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So when we accept Jesus as our Savior, the Holy Spirit lives in us. You know, we just sang a song. What a friend we have in Jesus. So we call our God friends. No other God in the world have this sort of privilege that we have. God lives in us. You don't have to go under the tree, go on top of the mountain, go somewhere in the jungle, and you're looking for God. God is living in you. Can you imagine that? So this is, you know, the book of Acts actually is the action of the people who hold the faith. It recorded all the events, the things that happened to their life, the transformation life, because they have found what is the meaning of life. They transform their life, the things that is above and not the things below. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You know, as I look at the message, as I look at the mirror, as I look at the photo of my young age, and I realize we are bound by time. We are bound by time. We grow old. And especially now, I just realized, well, I have only a limited time on this world. A limited time. But God is forever. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, as I was thinking, I was sitting around, I was thinking, what is called a day? We spin so fast, we call that a day. In the morning, before you know it, And we bow by that. And we do the earth circle to the sun, we call it in a year. And eventually, whether you like it or not, we are limited by time. We're consumed by time. And God sent Jesus to save us through that. Just not long ago, actually I'm speaking out of script. I'm speaking to a guy who is serving in the old folks' home. He's 75 years old. He's retired now. He said, I work in the old folks' home. I said, I don't want to go there. I said, no one want to go there. Who want to go there for? I said, I have seen a lot of people, how they go. I said, I see this nun, you see. One day he was doing garden, and the next day he was gone. Then I tried to tell him the message about Jesus Christ. As you know, not everyone would like this sort of message because they are their own God. They say, I'm okay, I'm rich, I got money, I can do everything I want, hey, look at me, I'm healthy, so why I want a God for? What I want a God for? But if your mind set on the things on this world, everything is only temporary. Because empty you come to this world, and when you're gone, when your times come, you will bring nothing along. Along the way, you can have accumulation of what this world is teaching you. And people strive for a better life. As I said before, in this world, if you live for yourself, if you have no God, what would you do? We are designed to worship something. So some of them worship money. The more money I have, the more security I have. And somebody worship fame. I want to be famous. You know, I talk to this guy again. He say, oh, in this, see this, he told me a funny story. He say, when he was working in this old folks' home, one of the guys who designed the building, and he's the CEO of the Meyer, whatever, and he was there. And he told me, he said, you got all this. What's that to him? When you're gone, it means nothing at all. So along the way, right, if you hold things that is dear to you in this world, everything is just borrowed, whether you like it or not, whether you have the knowledge of whatever you have, because your accumulation of the things of the world, you will not, nothing lasts. It's just like a Solomon say, Solomon, the richest person in the world, say this, my life is just like a flower in the field. When the flower come out, oh, look at it, so beautiful. But after a while, the wind comes, it's no more. Our life is like that. We are only temporary. But if you choose the life with God in you, and that's different. Different in the sense, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. In our lifetime, God sent Jesus into this world. He gave each and every one of us who hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ a duty. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are basically carry on the work of Jesus to sow the seed, to tell people about the good news. What is the good news? You know, as a Christian, we should be the most joyful and happy people in the world. Why? Because we have a future. And we know where our citizen is. And you say to yourself, you know how important it is to belong a citizen, to have a citizen, whether you're a citizen of Australia, citizen of India, or citizen of China, or citizen of Vietnam. It is important because it's a sense of belonging. And God gives each and every one of us a citizenship of heaven through Jesus Christ. Now, if you know that your time in this world are so limited, and when the time comes, whatever God had a purpose in your life, you fulfill it, and God says, time for you to go home, you basically go back to the citizenship of heaven. And where God is prepared a room for each and every one for us, He's waiting for us. You know, as you read the book of event, all the event and all the sacrifice for the faith for the Lord Jesus, so what make them act this way? Look at Paul. Look at all the disciples. If you look at Hebrews chapter 11, you talk about faith. Let me read you this. You see, faith, what is faith? Faith shows the reality of what we hope for is the evidence of things we cannot see. That's what keeps us going. Now, if you read it further, it's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. Now, by following Christ, do you think everything is smooth sailing? If you keep on reading, I think it's verse 32 onward. Verse 35 says, "Woman received their loved one back again from death, but others were tortured, refusing to turn from God in order to be set free. They placed their hope in a better life after the resurrection. Some were jeered at, and their back were cut open with whips. Others were chained in prison. Some died by stoning. Some were sawn in half, and others were killed with a sword. And some went about wearing skin of sheep and goat, destitute and oppressed and mistreated." Why all these people still want to carry on with the word? They've been suffering for the faith that they have because they understand what it means to live for Christ. Because they have found what is the meaning of life. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, there are more to life than to just eat and sleep. Nothing in this world holds value. Empty you come to this world eventually, then that's the way you depart from this world. It does not matter how much you accumulate in this world. It means nothing if you're dead. But for us believers, death is just a crossover to claim our citizen of heaven through our Lord Jesus. And that's why we have the Bible, the Word of God, to encourage us, to help us along the way for the short journey that we have. Whatever the great commission God wants us to be part of, through the Holy Spirit, to be ambassador for Him and light and salt on this world. You know, the book of Acts have three movements. If you look at book of Acts in Acts chapter 1, Jesus said, "You are to me in preach the word of God in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and in Samaria." So from chapter 1 to 8, he's talking about witness in Jerusalem. So after Jesus appeared to his disciples for 40 days, so the Lord tell them to wait concerning the Holy Spirit. So 10 days after his ascension, the disciples are transformed and filled with courage to proclaim the message of the resurrected Savior. The book of Acts basically is about resurrection of our Lord Jesus, the saving faith. So all the sermon in Acts is built upon that. But not everyone will come to the light. They continue to live in darkness and harden their heart. And Stephen, with his try to tell the Jews about who Jesus is, and they don't like it. So they drag him and stone him because they don't like what they hear. It's not much different of the today's society that we live in. We tell people about Jesus and they don't like it. From 8 to 12 to verse 25 is about Judea and Samaria. So Philip go to the province of Samaria and successful tell the people about Jesus. And he go to the place where people are hated by the Jews. So Peter and John go there to confirm and exercise their authority by imparting the Holy Spirit to the people who come to the knowledge of our Son Jesus. So from 1 to 12, it recorded the work of Peter. But from 13 onward, he talked about the work of Paul. It's about witness to the end of the earth. Now, what is Antioch? Antioch is in Syria, eventually replaced Jerusalem as the headquarters of the church where Paul established. And all three of Paul's missionary journey is originated from that city. You know, as we just read, verse 12, chapter 12, 24 and 25, see, but the word of God grew and multiplied. Why the word of God grew and multiplied? Chapter 12, you find King Herod, he killed James. And in verse 3, you say, because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeds further to seize Peter. So James was killed, and Peter is not his time yet, because God have other plan for him. Now we have to be careful with the conduct and behavior as we live in the life of Christ. And we may behave like King Herod or Pilate because you try to please the people around you rather than God. King Herod let the pleasing of his people rather than God until he let his success of the king with the power to come with it. And he clouded his mind. We live in a world that taught you to worship the pressure of this world, and we envy and worship successful people. There's nothing wrong with whatever success that you have in this world, because God has blessed you with the ability, and you use it not for yourself. You use it to help other people. You know, people love to choose to live in darkness and pressure in this world rather than come to the light. And that's why, as a Christian, we need to be like the disciple, the believer, through the faith with our Lord Jesus Christ. Take up the cross daily to continue the good work that Jesus has given each and every one of us, to sow the seed so that people may come to the light as well. So whatever you do, give glory to God and not let your life get too tangled in this world. You know, throughout the century, people have tried to discredit our Creator, but the word will continue to spread. We have to let the Holy Spirit convert new believers, and our job is to spread the word of God. You find in verse 13, there's all kinds of people here. We have Barnabas, Simeon, Niger, Lucius, Syrian, Manian, and also Manian, who had been brought up with the Herod, Tetras, and Saul. All this character of people is not much different than we live in the society today. It's just like in Perth. Antioch was more like Perth, a mixture of race and culture where people live together. Look at this church, we are all different race and culture of people. And we have different upbringing. The Word of God in the Bible is there for a reason. As I study, I look at it. The Holy Spirit asked me to take an example of Manian. He had been brought up with Herod the Tetras, lived and raised in the same environment, but with a different result. Both of them are brought up in the royal environment. Yet one turned the other way, and Manian turned the other way. And it's not much different with today's society. You may be brought up in a Christian family and going to the same Sunday school, but not everyone chooses the path of salvation. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, but sadly, a lot of people choose a life without God, living a life for the moment, which brings no eternal peace and happiness and no future. If you live in this world with no God, there will be no future. As simple as that. Because you live what this world offers to you. We live according to the world wisdom. The world wisdom is come from human being. It's not from God. On the surface, all religion look good, look the same. But if you dig down under, you look at Buddhism, Taoism, Islam, and all these big religion in the world, even the Chinese Confucian, whatever, on the surface it teach you to be good. But deep down, they offer no future because all these are wisdom from the human being. But if you live the life of God through Jesus, you have a future, because Jesus say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. And a lot of people have tell me, Chris, you're talking rubbish. How can you serve a God that you can't see? It is by faith. Through the Holy Spirit, I explained to them, you see the leaf, you see the tree, the leaf are moving. Why the leaf move? Because there is a wind. Can you see the wind? Can you see God? God is everywhere. In the Bible, God has tell us, for those who say I'm non-existent, just look at the nature around you. Look at the tree. Look at the bird. All these, they don't come by accident. So either you choose to live a life of Christ, or you became your own God, which leads to destruction. Judges have warned us to live a life and know God, that means you live for yourself. You do what you want, you do what you like. If you tell me I'm wrong, based on what? Everyone will do their own thing. There's no goalpost. So verse 2, so as they minister to the Lord, the Holy Spirit now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have been called. Now, as we live in the life of Christ, it is our duty to minister to the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, 9 reminds us that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for He called you out of the darkness into this wonderful light. As I say before, we are such a wonderful people, and we have a future. God has shone a light in the darkness of this world so that you know where you're heading. A life without God is a life without direction. A life without God is basically without direction because you're doing your own things. And God has shown us, it's just like a lighthouse in the middle of the ocean. He guides you where you're heading. And our job as a believer of Christ is to fulfill the purpose that God has given each and every one of us, a duty. You know what? Basically, we are just carry on the work of Jesus Christ to continue to spread the good news. The challenge that I have is that, are you ashamed of the gospel? Are you ashamed of the gospel that's given to you? Are you trying to please human being, not to offend them, just like King Herod and Pilate, or are you obeying the word of God? The book of Acts recorded the sacrifice that they have because of their faith, because they know where their future is, because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I have much more to say, brothers and sisters. I'm just speaking out of script at the moment. I feel that the Holy Spirit has prompted me to speak differently. All the books that's in the Bible, in the Word of God, is to encourage us, each and every one of us who hold the faith of our Lord Jesus, is to live a life of Christ. Because it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lived in me. As I live this way, the world will grow strangely dim in the light of life of Jesus. Brother and sister, I just want to encourage you, because this book basically is about how to behave as a Christian. Now the title being given to me say just a church. I mean, Christly, God's open door, just a church. What is a church to you? Are we come here Sunday just to sit in the church there and listen to someone's saying? Are we just a seat warmer? Or are we minister to the Lord? That's what they tell us. As you minister to the Lord, we are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. Each and every one of us have the Holy Spirit in us. Because we believe in Jesus, and Jesus lives in us. As we come together as brother and sister in Christ, the Holy Spirit will prompt you and urge things of God, not things of yourself. Sometimes in the church, the Holy Spirit prompt someone to go out to preach to other nations, to become a missionary about the things of God. Do you know, being a Christian, to follow a Christ, all of us are missionary. All of us. Missionary doesn't mean that you go overseas and you preach to other people. Missionary is in your own environment. At home, among your colleague, among your family, everyone. And it's our duty to continue the good work Christ has given to each and every one of us. We have found the joy. I'm happy. I have the joy in me because of Jesus. Because I know where is my future hold. I know that my time will become. Just a matter, I don't know when. I have an expiry date. But I know where my future hold. And for those people who don't have Jesus in their heart, they don't have a future. And God loves us so much. He sent Jesus into this world to save the world, but not to condemn the world. And Jesus say, now I'm going to prepare a place and I will come back for you. But while I'm gone, I want you, each and every one of us, to continue to spread the good news, the seed of salvation. Spread it and let the Holy Spirit work in your heart. I know I'm off script today. And as I finish off, I just want to encourage each and every one of us to continue to walk and live the life of Christ. Like Paul said, all of us are running a race to achieve the crown that's before us. What is the crown? The crown is the work God has given each and every one of us to continue to spread the good news to others who are living in darkness, so that they can have the same joy and same salvation that we enjoy. Do you enjoy to come to this church? I do. Because even though we are different nationality, but we have the Lord in our heart. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm Chinese, you are not. But we are brother and sister in Christ. Can you imagine when we go to heaven, there's no segregation, Indian this way, Chinese this way, South African this way. No. We all belong in one big happy family. This book, the Bible, tells us how to live for Christ. May his name praise forever. I hope it encourages you as much as it is for me. It helped me to understand what it means to live for Christ. Shall we close in prayer? Oh, Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your Son Jesus. That through him, because he has the way, the truth, and the life, and he helps us to understand what it means to be alive, what it means to be a human being. As we live on this short span of life that we have in this world, may your Holy Spirit will continue to help us to fulfill the purpose that you have in our life. And help us not to lose faith, but to live and walk closely with you. Help us to take up that cross daily, Lord. And help us to not to get too tangled to the pressure and sins of this world, but to live faithfully in righteousness and the way they want us to be until the day, Lord, when you call us home. So, Lord, I give you thanks so much that we can share and open the Word of God as we encourage and help each other along the pilgrim of this world. We give you thanks always. In Jesus' name, Amen.